Citigroup plans tokenized securities of private companies. Citigroup is preparing to issue tokenized securities tied to private companies, according to a June 11, 2026 post from market tracker WatcherGuru that described the bank as a $2.78 trillion asset manager. The move would put one of the largest U.S. banks behind the effort to drag private market shares onto blockchain rails, a corner of finance that has stayed mostly closed to ordinary investors. Private company equity has long been the hardest asset class for a regular saver to touch. Shares in pre-IPO firms trade through brokered secondary deals, special purpose vehicles, and accreditation checks that screen out most people by income or net worth. Tokenization is the mechanism a growing list of institutions is using to chip at that wall, and a balance sheet the size of Citi's gives the idea more weight than another startup pilot. The shape of the announcement, the single confirmed detail so far is direction. Citigroup intends to launch tokenized securities of private companies. The post did not spell out which firms, what minimums, which jurisdictions, or whether access starts with institutions before reaching retail. That gap matters. Most bank tokenization to date has run on permissioned ledgers and stayed inside a club of qualified counterparties. So a headline about tokenized private securities can mean anything from a closed institutional rail to a genuinely open product. Treat the scope as unsettled until Citi publishes specifics. The bank has been active in this area through its Citi Token Services work on deposits and cross-border payments. So an extension into tokenized private equity fits its existing direction, rather than marking a sudden pivot. Why private markets keep drawing tokenization bets? Three forces are pulling capital toward this exact use case at once. The first is demand for pre-IPO exposure. Companies are staying private far longer, and the value created before a listing increasingly accrues to a narrow set of insiders and large funds. Retail investors who once captured growth through public markets now arrive after the run. Anything that opens earlier access has a ready audience. The second is the rails maturing underneath. Tokenized money market funds, treasuries, and credit products have moved from slideware to live books over the past 2 years. Once the settlement plumbing exists for one real-world asset, extending it to another asset type is an incremental step rather than a rebuild. The third is competitive pressure. Citi is far from alone here. The same week brought reporting on DBS selling tokenized physical gold to retail customers in Singapore, and pre-IPO interest has been loud enough that exchanges opened access windows and DeFi Llama began listing on-chain perps tied to OpenAI, Anthropic, and SpaceX. A large bank watching that activity has obvious reasons not to cede the ground. The catch behind access, a token wrapper, does not erase securities law. Tokenizing a private share changes how it settles and who can hold a fractional unit, but the underlying instrument is still a restricted security in most places. Whether a Citi product reaches retail depends on regulatory treatment, transfer restrictions, and the accreditation rules that already govern private placements. Early versions are likely to stay institutional, with any retail on-ramp arriving later and inside tight guardrails. Liquidity is the other open question. Tokenization can make a private share easier to move on paper, but a thin secondary market does not deepen just because the asset now lives on a ledger. Buyers still need sellers, and private company valuations can sit stale for long stretches between funding rounds. A tradable token on top of an illiquid asset can create a false sense of exit, which is the kind of mismatch that hurts less experienced holders first. The thread back to on-chain spending. For people who follow crypto for payments rather than portfolios, the relevance is the rail, not the share. The same tokenization stack that would carry a Citi private equity token is the stack that settles stablecoin balances and the on-chain transactions behind a growing set of crypto cards. As more regulated assets move on-chain, the line between an investment account and a spending account thins. A wallet that holds tokenized treasuries, a stablecoin float, and a card authorization is no longer three separate systems stitched together. It is one ledger doing several jobs. That is the longer arc worth tracking. A single bank tokenizing private shares is a data point. the pattern it belongs to, regulated balance sheets settling more of their assets on shared rails, is what eventually reshapes how money is held and moved, including at the point of sale.